kutyo koma chakudya chimene adadya ndipo Yosefe analokoma mthupi ndi kukongola.
So Genesis chapter 39 verse 6.
Ndipo Genesis chapter 39 verse 6 ba.
And it is Joseph that we're talking about.
Ndi Yosefe amafotokozedwa pamene.
And it is Potiphar who left all that he had in Joseph's hand, and he knew not aught that he had save the bread which he did eat. Many of you might remember last time and the times before how we are drawing the story of Joseph into the conclusion of the gospel.
Ambiri mwana mukumbukira mbuyo mmene dabwera pano dakambakambapo nkhani ya Yosefe mmene timaitsindika bwino kuti imveke bwino pamudzi pano.
How that we have been following Joseph.
Mukumbukira bwino mmene tinamtsatira nkhani ya Yosefe.
You'll remember how that Joseph had a dream.
Mukumbukira ndinafotokozapo kuti Yosefe anali maloto.
And that in the dream that he had, the sheaves bowed down to him.
Ndeno mu maloro amene Yosefe adalora analoti mitolo ina ya mangidwa ya udzu inkamugwadira.
And the sheaves were bundles of wheat in a field and they all bowed down to him.
Mene zidanthauza kuti tiliguja odwadwa omwera ngamwe limpungoja mangidwa mitolo ndiye mitolo jana ilo ikumugwadira.
And the sun and the moon and 11 stars made obeisance to him.
Ndanalota nyenyezi mwezi kumaso zinaso nyenyezi zikumi.
Do you remember this? How that Joseph was mocked and ridiculed for his dreams. And how that when his father had sent the brethren out to find pastures, and Joseph, whom he loved, stayed home, how that he sent Joseph out. Do you remember? Or have you forgotten? We will try to bring a little bit of it back. Joseph goes in the obedience of his father. Do you remember? His father says, go and find the brethren. And Joseph is joyful. And he goes and on a long journey to find his brethren. And when he sees them afar off, he rejoices. Why? Why did Joseph rejoice when he seen his brethren afar off? You know why? I told you this, I hope you remember. And I hope you've been able to meditate upon this. He was joyful that he had found his brothers. Because now that he has found his brothers, he can bring the report back to his father. Jesus Christ, he came to this earth to do the will of his father. And he came to search his brethren. Jesus Christ walked upon this earth in search of his brethren. And when he found them, he rejoiced. For what reason? Many people think he rejoiced because then he can tell his brothers about the gospel.
No,
do you know why Jesus Christ rejoiced when he came to the earth? Because he was doing the will of his father. And it is as it were that he could ask his brethren, how do you do?
Nde amata kuwafunsa abale kuti zikuyenda bwanji pa dziko pano.
How are you faring?
Kodi mukukhala bwanji?
How are things?
Zinthu zikukhala bwanji?
I have to give a report back to my father.
Ndiyankha ndanditenga zimene zindibwereso nkauze tate wanga.
And my father is waiting for me.
Watate wanga kuyembekezera zimene ndingawatumizire.
Joseph rejoiced to serve his father.
Ngakhale Yosefa adasangalala kwambiri kutumikira abambo ake.
Jesus Christ came to this earth.
Yesu Khristu anabwa pa dziko lino lapansi.
Rejoicing.
Mosangalala.
To do the will of his father.
Ndachite ntchito imene anatuma atate wake.
And he sees them and he begins to, as it were, shout.
Ndiyataona patali na vanamba kukuwa.
Here I am.
Ine ndafika tsopano.
Here I am.
Makosa ndafika.
Because in his heart, he would be able to return to his father quicker. But as he gets closer, what happens? They conspire against him. You following? Do you remember this? And they begin to talk to each other. What are we going to do with this dream? You see? What kind of plan can we conceive? Well, Joseph says, here I am!
Joseph,
my brothers! You see? Jesus Christ came and said, I am the Son of God. I am the Savior. I am the Prince of Peace. Here I am! But the people conspire. What are we going to do with this Christ?
You too?
Us too? What are you going to do with the Son of God? In your life? What are you doing with the Son of God, Jesus Christ, in your life? What are we going to do with him? You see, for don't be quick to answer. Because they conspire. We must get rid of him. That babbler. That dreamer. Every time we do things that are not right, then he goes to our father. And he says the things to our father. And our father rebukes us. We want him quiet. How what are we going to do? We're going to kill him. We're going to get rid of him. You see, this is what was conspired amongst them. And don't be quick to answer. What are we doing with Jesus Christ? Do we conspire one with another? How? How do we see that today? You see, the rejection of the Son of God, Jesus Christ, lays not in our mouth, but by our actions. Do you serve the living God with your mouth? It's not going to be enough. That could be hypocrisy. That could be show. You see, if they would have yelled to him, we're going to kill you, he wouldn't have come closer to them. But they had conspired. Then they said, hi, brother. Come closer. Come closer. You see how they are acting with their mouth? And yet, in their heart, they're going to grab him. You see? How many people today can sing hymns? Can sing songs? Can read the Bible? Maybe can even preach? Can pray? It looks good only to hide your heart. Only to hide our heart. What's really living? How many people come from their home who have done things that we know are horrible.
Ameti kwadziwa kuti munasodzana ndi zilachita zezonyasa kwambiri kwadziwa.
Maybe beat her his wife.
Mwina tidzimula mkazi wa mpaka mulungu ngati inyaka kwacha kungwanda mulungu. Bwa uchaishi.
You see? And then singing a hymn all the way to church.
Akakhalaso kuti amenya mkazi usiku kuyambira pa khoma chafika ku nyumba kuimba abwera so Yesu abwera so church mkazi wa mpanda. Ndangani.
How many people are willing to have it on their lips?
Ndangala meri mani azabuna za Yesu ndipaka mapatu.
But their heart is far from God.
Koma mirima yathu ili kutali ndi Mulungu.
That's the same thing as grabbing the salvation of Jesus Christ. Grabbing the truth and suppressing it. Put it in a pit. Because I don't want to be exposed. In the meantime, they say, come closer, Joseph. Come closer. But they have a plan, an evil plan. Do you ever have to experience that?
What do you know?
With your friends?
That's insane.
Or family? They say, come closer. But their plan is evil. You see. Maybe you boys. Maybe there's one of you whom everyone's angry at. But he can run fast. And you guys come together. And you say, we'll tell him we're going to play with him. But when he comes close, we're going to beat him. And then you say, come. Let us play a game together. And he doesn't know the danger. And he comes closer. And then you grab him.
You see?
You see? How evil was the plan? But this is what you and me have done to Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ came to this earth to save sinners. Jesus Christ came as the Son of God to seek sinners. He came to seek his brethren. And he wanted to bring the report back to his father. He says, I and my father are one. I can do nothing without my father. Do you hear Jesus Christ saying that? But they grab Jesus Christ. And our sins grab hold on to Jesus Christ and want to put him in a pit, and we want to put him in there so that he's quiet. Why is that? Because the truth of Jesus Christ,
what?
Exposes my conscience. The truth of the gospel tells me who I am. You cannot tell anyone who Jesus Christ is if you don't explain who I am. You can't say Jesus Christ is a savior if you don't tell them who he's saving. For Jesus Christ has come to save sinners. You can't say Jesus Christ is love when you don't explain what anger and hatred is.
The noise is too much. I said you should try to push them aside. They are very small, but the noise. I don't be part of them. We bingo. Aha. But you say no. Aha.
Aha.
They have taken Joseph.
I'm taking Joseph.
And they have thrown him in a pit.
I'm putting him in a
pit. And then, what did they do?
Kena kwa panga jana.
Once they're done,
aramaliza.
They gather together.
Akambira akumana malamodzi sobano.
Maybe on a mat.
Muna kaya baba mphasa rakabina pa.
And they begin to eat sima.
Da kudya ka msima kawo kana cheka kanchoere ka
go. With relish.
Ndi ngani somba yovunguma kudya pa.
And fill their bellies.
Mbasa unganganga.
They don't give any to Joseph.
Joseph sangambasa ali nzenje basankwiri ampunya nzenje.
But they begin to eat themselves.
Koma kudya munobwino.
And they are joyful.
Sangalala.
Joseph is quiet.
Joseph ayo munora mika nzenje.
Now we can be merry and eat.
Pano basobano rikoza kugwadira rikoza kudya rikoza pereka chichetso pano.
That's what happens to us too.
Ndi chimodzi modzi lemeti machitira.
When the gospel is silent.
Utenga wabwino kapena malemba a Mulungu akataponderesedwa kapena paka finyidwa.
We fill our stomach.
Timadzimva kuti abasa mati rikoza kukhura.
When the gospel is silent.
Ukati utenga wabwino wafinyidwa ukadzikisidwa pansi.
We fill our heart with the lusts of the world.
Timadzimva zopano kuti koza kukwanisa zira kulakoza matupi athu.
If the truth is suppressed,
Jonadi chikafinyira kuponderezedwa,
lies rage.
Mudzori mabodza ndenu akunama kumachuruka tsopano.
And now they see you. We explain this. They see Midianites going towards Egypt.
Ndiyawa Misri wadamuona Yosef akupita kuIsrael kuIgupto.
And they say, let's sell him to Egypt.
Ndiyana kuti anakuzira kuti tingangogulisana kuIgupto.
If we kill him,
tikaita kumupa uyu,
then we'll have our wish.
Ndi tipanga kufuna kwathu kumene.
But we could actually kill him and make money with this.
Eh, mari kati tamupa tikoza kupanga ndrama naye amene.
They sold their brother into Egypt.
Tingogulisa kapena apite ku Egypt.
What did we do with Jesus Christ?
Yesu swana Antanias.
I ask you again. With all the love of my heart.
Ndikufusaniso ndi chikondi chochokera mtima mwanga.
What have you done with Joseph?
Imiyo Yosef mwamdani.
Who is Joseph for you?
Kodi kwa imiyo Yosef ni ndani?
What have you done with Jesus?
Yesu mwamdani.
What have you done with the gospel?
Utenga wabwino mwautani.
Who is Joseph for you?
Kwa imiyo Yosef mkamwona ni ndani?
Because Joseph is sold into Egypt.
Ifuka Yosef wagulisira kuIgupto.
And Jesus Christ came.
Yesu Kristo abwe.
And except instead of receiving the King of Kings.
Ndemama kuti mlandire ngati mfumu wa mafumu.
The people sold him.
Tusala mugulisa
in their system.
Anamugulisa mu njira ine kabada panga mthemene ukatakwe wao.
Sold him to death.
Anamugulisa kuti mpaka munjira ine kugulisa iyo kumaliza kwakafe.
Brought Jesus Christ into the bondage.
Anamubweresa mpaka mu mazunzo ena kakulu.
Of this world.
Mazunzo a dziko lino.
Why is that? Why is it that if Jesus Christ is going to dies for our sins, if Jesus Christ has died for our sins, why couldn't he be born and right away have died?
Ngati Yesu ndanabwera zafera majimo aphunzisa kufunza kuti ndifanyani sana badwe basandi zaka mezi 6 kungofera ndabwera ndabadwe majimo anu ndatenga ndafa.
If salvation is found in the death of Christ.
Ngati chipulumutso chathu chili mu imfa Yesu Kristu.
Why was he so long on this earth?
Ndifanyani ndasunga mpaka zakasare mbambo wangulu posamphali wangulu.
Let me tell you why.
Ndikuza ndifanya ke.
Because salvation is not only found in the death of Christ.
Chifukwa chipulumutso sichikupezeka mu imfa ya Yesu yokha.
Salvation is found in the suffering of Christ. Freedom is found where Christ took your suffering. The suffering you deserve to take the eternal punishment away from sinners. And so Joseph is a type of Jesus Christ. Having to work. Yet being free. And yet he has to work. And what does he become? He becomes a slave. In bondage. What have you done with Jesus Christ? Who is he for you? Do you realize that because of your and my sins, he became, Jesus Christ became a slave. That he became a servant. That he came to this world. And was submissive. As a slave. Under your sins. Think about that. Because of your sins, he became a slave and served. No, think about it. Consider this. And if we consider it in our heart, sin won't be so easy anymore. Yay, for that rebellion in your life. And in my life. For that burst of anger. He became a slave. For the broken marriage. He became a slave. For that second or third husband. Forced into slavery. Do you hear that? For your sin, he was forced into slavery. Think about this for a moment. You have a sinful lust in your life. Maybe it's idolatry. Maybe it's fornication. Maybe at night time, you go to someone's house and pay some money. Like it happens in the village. And what's really happening? You're forcing Jesus Christ into slavery. Deeper into slavery. It's not his sins, it's our sins. That made him a slave. And that's why we see Joseph going into Egypt. But you know what's remarkable? They come back. Now they are coming back to their father. What are they going to do? They sold him off to Egypt. He's quiet now. But how are they going to explain it to the father? You see, one sin leads to another. They will make up a story. They still have his coat. So they take the they kill an animal and they dip his nice colored coat in blood. And then it's all stained with blood. And they say, Father, here is your son's coat. See if an animal did not kill him. Look so humble. Why are they doing that? Because they will hide their rebellion. Now remember, that coat, you know what that coat means, right? We've explained that before. The coat of many colors. What does that represent? What is the coat of many colors of Jesus Christ? It's his glory. It's his, another color is his righteousness. It's his purity.
Zimayimirira uye uchiyero wake.
It's his divinity.
Zimanandauza ungwiro wake.
All those colors represent the glory of God.
Mirundi yonse yapeza pankanjo wambuye athu Yesu Kristu zimayimirira ulemerero wambuye.
And the glory of God is now dipped in lying blood.
Kurengedwa ukuzikira sopano mumwazi wa ronde wambuzi.
The glory of God had to come to this earth. God in his glory was defiled in our sins. Stained in our iniquity. And then presented to the Father. In lies. In deceit. And his father would not be comforted. But there's one thing that we know. And I told you this last time. You know that coat? What do you think his father did? Do you think his father took that coat and threw it away? No.
Aye.
He took that coat. He folded it up. And he kept it close to him. That's what all he had left of his son Joseph. That shows us something. That while Jesus Christ went to the earth to do the work, his father held his divine glory in heaven. Do you understand? I want you to listen or you're not going to follow this. Jesus Christ has two natures. You must know what's two natures. Can someone help me? What's the two natures? Does anyone here know? Please help me. Can you tell me? Jesus Christ has two natures. He has his divine heavenly nature. And he has a human nature. Please remember this. Divine nature and human nature. He suffered in his human nature. But not in his divine nature. Because God can't suffer. But he suffered in his human nature. While he was on the earth, he took on his human nature. And we stained his coat with blood. With sin. That's us. He came to us. He's coming this afternoon with his gospel. The gospel's coming to you. To awaken us. And the gospel that comes today comes asking you, how do you do? How are you faring? And the gospel wants an answer back. The Father wants an answer back. What shall I tell him? What lives in your heart? Purity? Forgiveness? What shall we answer God? As the gospel comes here. Or are we also conspiring? And then with action, murdering the Savior. See, they come to the Father. And the Father won't be comforted. His son is gone. And they come to the father. And they want their father. Why are they trying to comfort the father? Because they want his father, their father, to forget about Joseph. Here we see the boys, the brethren. They come to the father. And they try to comfort him. And what do they see? What do they see? What do they see?
About that, I don't know how to Joseph. And they are going to Arafik.
The coat.
I want to go to Bamba. I'm not coming. I have to say, I'm Sansa. I'm going to go to Bamba. I'm going to go to Bamba.
Of Joseph.
I'm going to Joseph.
On his lap.
I have to say, I'm going to go to Mendo.
Or beside him.
But we have a body.
And a conscience beats again. Father, be comforted. Put the coat away. You see? But every time they come, they have to witness the coat of Joseph. So they don't come very often. The father won't be comforted. Now they have to talk to each other. And they want to ask their father something. And they talk to each other. Who's going to do it? Who's going to go to him? Nobody wants to do it. Nobody wants to go to the father. He has the coat. And every time they come, the heart starts to beat. Isn't that the same today? If we want Jesus Christ back, if we want the forgiveness of sins through Jesus Christ, you must go to the Father and tell him the truth. Tell him the truth. Jesus Christ is not dead. I killed him with my sins. Father, that coat is a witness. Father, he's not dead. I sold him to Egypt. No. Then the other brothers are going to be mad. Maybe even sometimes one said, should we just tell our father we can't? This is so difficult. Should we not just tell our father what happened? I can't handle this anymore.
No.
We can't. It'll go away.
Go away.
You see. No one came to Father and said, Father, forgive me. Is Jesus Christ in your life? Is he your Savior? Has he forgiven you?
Sins?
Oh, think about this. Not without going to the Father. And confessing your sin. You know, today we have what we call a prosperity gospel. And it's tricking everyone. And the preachers are saying this. Jesus Christ is love. Everything is okay. Just believe him. Believe in him. And you are saved. Finished. Go on with your life. No. Follow the story of Joseph. You must go to the Father. You must have a meeting with the Father. And the moment you have a meeting with the Father
and
tell the truth, you will free Jesus
Christ in your life.
When the truth comes out, what happens? Suddenly, later on, suddenly they're all free.
All
the brothers are free. That's for later. But do you hear? Maybe it's in your life as
such.
You have not had a meeting with the Father. You have not confessed your sins. You have not told the truth. Father, here I am. We killed Joseph. And I was part of it. I conspired with my brother. And I was the most vehement. I was the one who drew up the plan. And Father,
Baba,
you then. Then when we were coming to you, I took an animal and I killed it. And I said, laughing and mockingly, the coat, dipping it in the blood. This is Joseph's coat. No more. And Father, I did that. My sins, my disobedience, my anger, my frustration, my works, and thoughts and deeds brought Jesus Christ to Egypt under bondage as a slave. He became a slave for people. And now we read that his father is not being comforted. Joseph is sold unto the Midianites.
Joseph is
Midianites. And he comes and is sold as a slave to Potiphar, an officer of
Pharaoh.
And he was captain of the guard. We would say today, the minister of defense. He became a slave in the house of the minister of defense.
Joseph akakhala obelekera mati kujamba zovala ndi zina ku nyumba ya nduna ya zachitetezo.
Joseph run away.
Joseph anatawa.
You don't deserve this.
Inyosimukwelekezere.
Your father is sorrowing.
Bambo ako akulira.
Joseph.
Joseph.
Think of a plan. To get away and run home. Does Joseph do that? Joseph becomes obedient as a slave under the arm of Potiphar.
Joseph arafika nyumba ya Potiphar kugwira ntchito adalokhuzirika kwambiri ndikudzipereka kwathunthu.
Joseph does not rebel. But Joseph submits himself.
Joseph sakuugira, ma Joseph akudzikutula ndikudzipereka kwathunthu kwa abwana abwana ake.
And you see how Jesus Christ came to this earth?
Ndimukuona so Yesu anabwa padziko rino lapansi?
To serve in bondage under our sins.
Kuti atumikire mu mazunzo, kudzera mayiwo amene tamuchitira.
The God, the Lord of Lords and Kings of Kings came.
Amene kumkambairu ndi mbuye wa mbuye mfumu wa mafumu.
And the very first thing he encounters is not even a palace.
But
he's born in a stable where the animals eat out of. We have plates where we eat out of clean plates. But even Jesus Christ ate out of a, or laid in a stable where the cattle, the pigs, and the goats all ate out of.
Koma Yesu kumena mabadi na mfumu ya mfumu ya Museveni mabadi ya mumene ngombe mbuzi zima aja zindu masoli imomo jojo jojo ngombe aja mabadi ya.
What a humiliation. The King of Kings, Jesus Christ, humiliated. Jesus Christ. Flee. Run away. Jesus Christ. Go back to your kingdom. Back to your father. You don't belong on earth here.
Did
Jesus Christ go back? As Jesus Christ was growing, did he say, it's not right that I'm here? And did he say, in my father's house, that's where I belong, and I'm going back? I won't be submissive. No, Jesus Christ submitted himself under the will of his father.
Yesu Kristu adazipereka yekha kwa thunthu ulamuliro wa Atate wake.
And not only that, they came to him.
Ndabwera kwa iye.
And they spit on him.
Ndamulavulira.
Did Jesus Christ say that's now it's too much?
Ndebasi ndamphulira mara Yesu ndanora basi ari kundiphulira ndaba ndapita.
I will no longer be a slave.
Sindingalole so basi mundizunze bena kwakwana.
No.
Sanizwe.
They beat him.
Adamenya.
They stripped him and whipped him.
Adam Vlazova and Kwabula.
All the while he was silent.
So says Miss Majidika Yadakrajit.
Submissive. Doing his work as redeemer. And though Joseph didn't know this, yet Joseph was doing the same thing.
Joseph is one kabanga mozimo.
See, because the very first thing that must take place is he must be submissive. See, because later we will hear and find out that he will actually save his brethren. My friends, I want you to think about the seriousness of this. Think about this. While his brethren are keeping a secret from their father and not telling the truth and are trying to fade him out of the memory, Joseph is in Egypt preparing to save his brother.
Joseph,
a famine is coming. Later on, we'll read that. So Joseph is sent to Egypt to prepare a way of rescue for his brothers. Can you comprehend that? While we stay in our lying, deceiving state to try to suppress the truth, Jesus Christ hangs on the cross. While Jesus Christ is led away to Calvary, and his whole purpose on Calvary is to save people, you and me are crying out, crucify him, crucify him. The faster the better. Silence him. While he's going to Golgotha to pay the price makuwakuwa zimenezi iye akutunduzidwa kuzunzidwa kupita kugologota kuti akalipire machimo anu ngongole ya machimo anu. Do you not value this gospel? Kodi inu uthenga usiukukhudzani? What a glorious gospel this is. Taonani uthenga wabwino. What a gospel full of adoration. Taonani uthenga wodzawa ndi chokometsera. And this gospel is coming to you and me today. Are we found in the depth of this gospel? It's for you too, children. This gospel is coming to you. Jesus Christ comes to you. And it's not laughable because Jesus Christ wants you. He wants to save you. Because you're in trouble. It's trouble. There's danger. If I told you that this would open up all the way to the tree there, and it would open up here, the earth will open up, and it will drop. Then I'll send you back to hell. In 5 seconds. What would you do? You would run as fast as you can, right? You don't want to be swallowed in a hole. Do you? Do you want to be swallowed in a hole? Huh? You want to be in a
I don't know.
Because a day is coming where you will have to meet the Lord Jesus for an examination. And if you think your father and mother wish you hard, you will find out the massive whips of Satan when he takes you to himself. How many people think that children are automatically saved, are going to heaven? The children need to meet the Father first. How long have you rejected Jesus Christ? And you maybe say, I don't know what it means to reject Jesus Christ. Then you know today that Jesus Christ came with his gospel today to children, each one of you. And he doesn't want you to perish, but he wants to save you, to rescue you from hellfire. He wants you to come to him and to have a meeting with him, to pray to him, to ask for forgiveness of your sins, and to ask for a new heart. But all of these brothers are denying. Even when they see the coat by their father. All the while Joseph is submissively serving Egypt. Egypt was a country who knew not God. God had come for, had chosen the Jews. And Joseph is sent into Egypt in the worst possible scenario.
Joseph,
and all of the pomp and fashion of the day. All the temptations. The world. The music. The bars. All the joy. How about you? Does Jesus Christ suffer?
Yes, Christ.
Under this village's sins? If we go into some of the villages at night time, what do we see? Drunken people, prostitutes, music, and dancing. You see? And Jesus Christ came, or Joseph came under that, into that, and suffered under it. All the while being submissive under it. Jesus Christ was sent from the Father. And he came into a world of sin and iniquity. Where he was tempted under Satan. But overcame. In submission. What is your life like? What happens in your life? Are you submissive under the will of God? If you know Jesus Christ. If Jesus Christ reigns in your life, then you'll know a little bit of what submission means. Under the difficulties of my life. I ask you something. Are you submissive in your marriage? Because Jesus Christ paid for that. Are you submissive under the marriage law of God? Or are you seeking someone else to satisfy the pleasures of the lust? Are you submissive under what God has given you? Your small home? Or whatever you may have, are you submissive under that? Or do you think you need more? Jesus Christ never had a home. You have more than him. Are you submissive with the clothing you have? Joseph got his coat taken away and didn't get it back. Jesus Christ went to the cross. Naked. He had no clothes. They took it from him. Then they wanted to part it and give as a souvenir. But then they rolled the dice and then one of them kept. The only thing that Jesus Christ had, his coat. Even that they took. If you have more than one lapa, it's way more than Jesus Christ. You see, if you have, what do you have in your home that has not been given to you? But Joseph submitted. And Joseph began to serve him. Joseph began to serve Potiphar.
Yosefe anayamba somano kumtumikira Potiphar.
But you know what's remarkable? Even more remarkable that he was submissive. Is that he did, was submissive in love. He was submissive in deep love. For who? In love for his master. His master Potiphar. Who was an Egyptian, he served with diligence. And everything that came into Joseph's hands was blessed. Potiphar saw everything that happens with Joseph's handling. There's a blessing in it. Everything that Joseph did was blessed. Everything that Jesus Christ did was blessed. Yeah, he walked. And he opened the eyes of the blind. Do you hear? When they called out to him, the cripple called out to him, he healed them. Everything that he touched was blessed. Why? Why was Joseph so blessed? You know why? Because he had learned perfect obedience from his father. Joseph knew the obedience to my father has given me a blessing. If it's God's will that I am taken away, then and I have another master,
okay, because I think we're closing.
No, everything is okay. It's only one thing that they brought the wrapper and they covered this small guest. That's a small thing. That
when Joseph,
when I saw my name, when Joseph, when you're going to move to our group, when I'm some people, that's something I should say, but it's running out of time.
Joseph, everything Joseph did was blessed. How about you? The things you do. Do you receive a blessing on it?
Woman, so.
The things that you say, is it a blessing? Are you an example for the community? And in word and deed? You see, for people, you hear all the time. Why are we like this? Why is the Lord not blessing us more? Why is my life such a mess? Why do I have so many struggles in my life? Have you ever figured out why? Because the blessing is not earthly. But the blessing is spiritual. And everything Joseph touched multiplied. Was blessed. For one reason. Because Joseph learned The power of obedience to Father. Have you learned the power of obedience to Father? Have you been obedient to the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ? For the Father has said, this is Jesus Christ, my only begotten Son. Hear Him. In Him is life eternal. Have you obediently by faith received the gift of grace? Have you received the gift of salvation, the gift of grace? You sit here today and you don't give me an answer. And that's okay. But are you giving God an answer? God is asking your heart. Are you okay? What have you done with Jesus Christ? What have you done with Joseph? Joseph, who is Joseph to you? Is he your Savior? Have you been obedient in faith to the Father? To receive the gift of grace. Oh, people, how can we go further? Do you hear the message today? Joseph learned obedience at home. He knew what it was to be obedient to his Father. Jesus Christ was obedient to his Father in heaven. Jesus Christ, the Father from all eternity said, my Son, will you go to the earth and take upon you the curse of these people? And Jesus Christ said, yes, I will, because you are my Father. And I am obedient to you as Father. What a lesson. And now the Father says to each one of us here today, see my only beloved Son. See Him on Calvary. See Jesus Christ. The way, the truth, and the life. And believe in Him. For I have sent mine only begotten Son to be a propitiation for your sins. But how many people here on earth are hiding behind the lies? Hiding behind the lies. Oh, the Father calls you today to, in prayer, to his throne. And he says this. He says, tell me the truth. The Father's calling you. God is calling you to his throne. And he says to you, what have you done? Tell the truth. What have you done to Jesus? What have you done with Jesus?
Yes,
He calls you to account today. What have you done with Joseph?
Joseph,
oh, I'm praying in my heart. This word is for some people today. That you will go to God today in prayer and tell Him honestly what you've done with Joseph, what you've done with Jesus Christ, that you have rejected Him for the pleasures of this world, that you have made up lies and stories to cover your guilt. But I tell you in the name of my master today, if you go to the Father today in prayer, and you confess to him the truth, oh, don't tell him, Father, don't say in prayer today, Father, I've accepted your son. Don't say that. So many people try that. But say this. Father, for 45 years, for 13 years, or 10 years, 35 years, maybe 80
years,
I have rejected your son. I have hated him with a hatred because I was feeling the lust of my soul. And the community, the neighbors, and my life
was
more precious than your son. And I pray that you would hear his voice today. And that you would have a meeting with the Father today. And in that meeting, you would tell him the truth. What you've done with Jesus Christ. For the Father is a forgiving Father. And he will forgive you. And he will give you life in return. In and through the Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.